Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Kuftes in Meseches Pesachim. It is the 432nd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to discuss the topic of Simchas Yom Tov, picking up where we had left off in regards to the Braisa that we had said that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is to be misameach the children by giving them nuts and encouraging them to stay up and thereby ask questions and mekayim the mitzvah of Igadata Levincha in such a way. The Gemara will discuss the different ways one is mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, appropriate way for men, appropriate way for women, appropriate way for children. The Gemara then will discuss how it was done differently in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara describes that the mitzvah of Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash was with the Besar Kachim. The Gemara then will get into the measurements of a revius. That will go through the bottom of Kuf Tes Amabes, and that will take us to other measurements of revius, like the measurement of a mikvah, which is a Gemara that is found a few places. We had an Erevin on Daf Dalet as well as Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara then will discuss the size of the Shulchan, and then discuss how they purified the Shulchan when it became Tameh during the time of Shlomo HaMelech. And then the Gemara will analyze the concept of Dalet Kosos, both from, if you will, a Kabbalistic perspective of Zugos, of having double. That will take us into tomorrow's Daf that will discuss Zugos, and that means in broad strokes, being careful not to do things in double numbers and double digits. In other words, more precisely, in couples, for the reasons that the Gemara will elaborate Bezer Hashem later on. Let's begin today's daf. Four lines from the top of Kuf Tes Amid Al. Tanya Rabbi Lezer, Omer Rabbi Lezer taught, Chotfin Matzos Belele Psachim. We literally grab the matzos on the night of Pesach. Here, however, this is not explained by all the Rishonim as literally grabbing. Let's read Rashbam Dibur Masechta Chotfin Matzah that gives quite a few explanations for what it means, the grabbing of the matzah. Rashbam says, about 10 lines, in Magbinas HaKa'ara B'Shvil Tinokos, you pick up the Ka'ara in order that the children should ask. V'istam V'farshi Chotfin Matzah Ochlin Maher. Some say means to eat fast. The first pshat means to raise it up. V'yesh Garson, some have the gear, so not chotvin matzvah, chotvin mitzvahs, that they grab all the mitzvahs, that is, magbina sakar sheish ba matzah umarush de tavshilin. Here is a source from the Rashbam that the matzah is also supposed to be with the ka'ara. V'linira, the Rashbam now gives a third pshat, which is really four if you count the girsa as well. Chotvim misalkas lechem yana tinokos. They took the bread away from the children. Shlo yu yishenim mitoch maichal harbe. In order that the children shouldn't eat so much and fall asleep. Kederach hatinok achar chiloso. That children tend to fall asleep after they eat. V'shuv la yishlu. Aval achshav kishechotvim mehen lo yishanu. V'yishalu. We want to encourage the children to ask. Klomer lo yishnu. Shlo achlu kedei svan. They won't go to sleep because they're not yet full. V'yishalu. Kishiru hashinuim, and they'll ask when they see the changes. Shanu osam ekeru latinokas kidlekamon, to encourage children to ask. V'chei muchach loshna tosefta, and this fourth pshat seems to be the tosefta. Sayim Rabbi Lazar Arme chaytvin matzah latinok, we remove the matzah from the children kidei shelo yishan, in order that they shouldn't sleep. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishma fil lo achal al chazar achas lo tibel al papera achas chotvin matzah latinok kidei shelo yishan. Klomar gozlin. We take it away from the children in order they shouldn't eat too much and not fall asleep. It's interesting. This explanation is not emphasized by many for the reason we steal what's called the afikomen. The source might be the Gemara, but there we're stealing from the children. We're taking the matzah away from the children so the children won't fall asleep due to not eating it. Nowadays, we steal it so that their interest will be pinked. The Gemara continues, Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Amar lav Rabbi Akiva, miyom av lo higia eis lamod bebeis hamedrash. There was never a time that one was supposed to stop learning in the Beis Hamedrash. Except, chutz me'arv pesachim ve'arv yom ha'kippurim, except for Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Be'arv Pesach, the reason you're supposed to stop learning, v'shvil tinokas k'dei shlo yishnu. have to make sure to get home early for the Seder so that the kids aren't ready asleep for Erev Yom Kippurim, Kedei Sheyachilu Asminim, Erev Yom Kippur, to feed the children before Yom Kippur. The Ritva is quoted as saying the reason one needs to feed the children on Erev Yom Kippur is to give them the mitzvah of Kol Ha'echal V'Shoyseh Erev Yom Kippurim Kilu Asanet Shi V'Siri. Another explanation that's quoted in the name of the Rimi Luniel is to be able to give them enough to eat so that they'll be able to fast the necessary amount, maybe even the mitzvah of Chinuch, on Yom HaKippurim itself. Tanu Rabbanan Chayav Adam L'Sameach Banav U'Bnei Beiso Berega. One is supposed to be doing things to cause your children and people in your house to rejoice. Shnema V'Sameachta B'Chagecha. B'ma M'Sach M'Samchem. How are you M'Sameach them? B'Yayin with wine. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda clarifies. Anashim B'Roi Lehem. Men with what's appropriate to them. V'Nashim B'Roi Lehen. And women with what's appropriate for them. Anashim B'Roi Lehem. That's B'Yayin. V'Nashim B'Mai. What about for women? Tanu Rabbi Yosef B'Bavel. In Bavel, Big Day Tzivon. They would wear colored clothing. Eretz Yisrael, Big Day Pishtam Miguhatsin. In Eretz Yisrael, they knew how to launder better, and it would be a well laundered flax clothing. Tanya Rabbi Yudim Miserayim is Mashu Beis Hamikdash Kaim in Simcha El Basar. During when the Beis Hamikdash is around, it needs to be with Basar. Shem Zavachta Shalom Vachalta Shalom. Samachta Fnei Hashem Lekecha. According to most Rishonim, that's talking about Basar Kodshim. Achshav Shem Beis Hamikdash Kaim, but today when the Beis Hamikdash is not around, in Simcha El B'Yayin, there's the only way you can be kind of mitzvah Simcha is with wine. Shem V'Yayin Yismach Levav Enosh. The wine is mesameach, the heart of man. Now the Gemara begins to discuss how they made the cheshbon of revius for the arba kosos. It's not clear to me why the Gemara brought this up, particularly here. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kista de Muryasa. The kli that they sold murius with, in other words, that they would measure murius, which is a type of mixture of oil and fish, the Havibit Sipuri, it exists in Sipuri, he havis kimin luga demikitsha. It is like the shear of lug in the Migdash. Ubo mishan revius shel Pesach. And that's how they calculated the revius for Pesach, because a revius is a revius, a quarter of a lug, and four of the cups of Pesach would fill up this kli in Sipuri. Amar Rabbi Yochanan t'may naisa kad maisa David Tveria. Measurement of Toman, which existed in Tveria, Havi Yisera Alda, was larger than the one today, and therefore you use that to measure it, Riva, for a Revius, Uva Mishan Revius Shel Pesach, and that's how you measure it. Amar Chizda Revius Shel Teira, the size of Revius of the Teira, is the amount of space of Etzba'ayim al Etzba'ayim, two finger breadths of two finger breadths, Brum, with the height of Etzba'ayim. Chatzi etzba, and another half of an etzba, and then chomesh etzba, another fifth of an etzba. Kiddusani, as we learned in the Braisa, Torah Kedoshah describes rachatz b'mayim es kol besaro, that the Kohen is supposed to wash his body in water. Shlo yeh davar chotzis b'mayim besaro l'mayim, there's not supposed to be chatzis, and chazal darshin, b'mayim b'may mikvah es kol besaro, that you need the whole body at once into the mikvah, mayim shekol gufo ola behen, and the body needs to be entirely in, v'kamahein, and how much is that? And here, we have a complicated drasha. Amma al amma. We have one amma by one amma squared. Brum shalama shalosh ammas. With the height of three ammas. Shiru chachamim shishir mei mikva arbaim sa. And that is something that holds 40 sa. Now, once we calculate that as being the size of 40 sa, then the shear of a revius, if a 40 sa is held by an amma brum shalosh amis, so then a revius will come out two etzba'im to two etzba'im, chatzi etzba v'chomesh etzba. How you make that calculation of why one amma brum shalosh amis equals 40 sa, and therefore two etzba by two etzba and a half a etzba and a fifth is a revius, is calculated both by Rashi and the Rashbam. Mark continues. Amar Vashi Amar Li Rav Bar Chinna Shulchan Shel Beis Hamikdash Shulchan of the Mikdash Shel Prakim Hava was made out of different parts. Disak Adai Techaduki Havi Mahadik. If you would say it was attached, Amsa Bamsa Echematli. How is it possible to put it into a mikvah? Because the Shulchan was 2 amis in length and an amma wide. If it becomes tamei, then you can't put the amma's height of the shulchan into the amma of the mikvah. Excuse me, I meant the amma's width. How do you put the amma's width into the mikvah? Says the Gemara, my kushya, what type of question is this? Dilma biyam shasa shloim mahav matpulei. Maybe it was in the, literally the sea that Shlomo HaMelech had made. It's described in Divrei Hayomim Beis that he made this very large pool, which was 10 amos by 10 amos. Reb Chiya, Yam Shasa Shlomo, the Yam, again, it wasn't literally a sea, but it was 10 amos by 10 amos, so it looked like a sea. Machzik Mei V'chamisha Mikvatar, it was as large as 150 mikvos that were tar. The Gemara continues that we had learned in our Mishnah, Yifchesu Lo Mei Arba Kosis, and Ani's not supposed to get less than 4 kos, you have to make sure. Ask Gemara, Heichim Misak Rabbanon Midi Da'asalei De'Sakana. How could they be Misakain that you need to drink 4 kosos? Doesn't bring a Sakana. V'atanya Lo Yochal Adon Trey V'lo Yishta Trey. You shouldn't drink groups of 2. V'lo Yikaneach Trey. And you shouldn't clean himself in 2 motions. V'lo Yasa Tzrachav Trey. And he shouldn't go twice for Tashmish, for intimate relations. The idea here being that somehow Trey is connected to a sakana called zugos, something that's in the doubled. Amar Nachman, Amar Kla, Leil Shimurim, Leil Amishumer. It's a protects ubamin amazikin, and it protects from the mazikin. Rava Amar, Rava. That's the reason why you could have an even number. Rava says Kol Shel Bracha Mitzarif LaTov Ve'in Mitzarif L'Ra. Rava says that Kol Shel Bracha will be Mitzarif for good and not for bad. In other words, you have 3 kosas plus a kosher bracha benching, and therefore that kos doesn't count to make it 4. Ravina Amar, Arba Kosi Tikun Rabbanan Derecheirs, Kol Chad V'Chad, Mitzvah, every single one is an independent mitzvah. Since each one is an independent mitzvah, it doesn't join together to create the problem of zugos. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes today's daf. I ran through it quickly because unfortunately we just heard in Eretz Yisrael, we're heading right now to the Levaya of Chacham Avad Yosef Shlita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Menachem Klal Yisrael.